The brain is the central control of the entire body. It is part of the nervous system, which contains the spinal cord and a dense network of nerves and neurons. They work together as a machine that controls all activities of the body, from sensory functions to various actions. When the brain is damaged, it can affect various aspects, from memory and sensation to individual personality. Brain disorders include causes or factors that affect the brain, such as diseases, genetics, aging, injuries, mental health disorders are very common. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, about 20% of the population has mental health disorders. The risk of developing a disorder is higher in the following cases: family history of the disease, experiencing trauma or stress, history of alcohol or drug addiction, brain injuries. According to the National Library of Medicine, there are more than 600 mental disorders. Common mental disorders include epilepsy, learning disabilities, neuromuscular disorders, autism, ADHD, cerebral palsy, and many other conditions that we cannot cover in detail here. Alzheimer's disease, a progressive neurodegenerative disorder that causes memory loss, confusion, and changes in behavior. It's the most common form of dementia. Dementia, a broad term for a group of symptoms affecting memory, thinking, and social abilities, often caused by various diseases like Alzheimer's. Brain cancer, uncontrolled growth of abnormal cells in the brain, which can form tumors that interfere with brain function, causing headaches, seizures, and cognitive issues. Epilepsy, a neurological disorder marked by recurrent, unprovoked seizures due to abnormal electrical activity in the brain. Seizures can vary in severity and type. Mental health disorders, conditions that affect thinking, feeling, behavior, or mood, such as depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia. These can interfere with daily progressive neurodegenerative condition that affects movement, causing tremors, stiffness, and slow movement. Other movement disorders may include conditions like Huntington's disease, stroke, and TIA. A stroke occurs when blood flow to the brain is interrupted, leading to brain cell death. A TIA, often called a mini stroke, is a temporary blockage that doesn't cause lasting damage but signals a higher risk of a full stroke. In this course, we will study the most common mental health disorders in Unit 7. Most neurological disorders have a very high genetic factor. The heritability of diseases such as bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and autism can reach up to 80% or even higher. This figure is significantly higher when compared to other hereditary diseases such as breast cancer or Parkinson's. If a family member has one of these conditions, the risk for subsequent generations is very high. Sometimes inheritance occurs when either the father or the mother has the disease, but sometimes neither parent has it, yet the child still develops the condition. Most mental disorders result from a complex combination of genetics and environmental factors. Environmental factors such as pollution, unhealthy diets, stress in the work environment, social interactions, family medical history, educational environment, and personal history can all have an impact. We are all growing older every year, every month, every day, even every second. Aging is an inevitable part of life, but getting older isn't just about physical changes. It also means mental and neurological transformations. For many, this includes facing conditions like dementia, a cruel disorder that slowly erodes memory, personality, and independence. One of my closest friends, now 86 years old, is battling this reality. At first, the signs were subtle, occasionally forgetting a name or misplacing a note. But over time, the symptoms turned fragmented and confused. Then, not long ago, I received a phone call from the police. This kind-hearted man, one of the most honest people I know, had gone to the store. Absent-mindedly, he placed an item in his pocket. At the checkout, he had no recollection of doing so. The store staff noticed and, following protocol, called the police. Of course, they quickly understood they weren't dealing with a criminal, just an elderly man struggling with a fading memory. Yet, for him, it was an overwhelming and distressing experience. It is heartbreaking to witness dementia take hold of my dear friend. Our visits have changed. Now, we watch children's cartoons, sing simple songs, and do activities like finger painting. Seeing him like this is painful. But when I look over and see a bright, childlike smile on his face as we watch a cartoon together, my heart swells. In that moment, I know he is happy. I cannot change his reality. I cannot bring back the pieces of him that have faded. But I can be there, accepting the moment for what it is, cherishing the joy that still exists. Sometimes, that's all we can do.